Kirby says, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yuvamos daf kuf hey. We're here with kuf dalad amabez. Two lines up on the bottom, Umi Amar Rabbi Akiva. So we had discussed in the Mishnah, if you remember, right, Machlokas as to whether the spitting, the rekika, right, is crucial. According to Rabbi Elazar, the spitting is crucial. Therefore, if the woman doesn't spit, the chalitza is possible. According to Rabbi Akiva, the rekika is not crucial, and therefore, if she missed it, so then it's fine as long as she took off, the guy's shoe. Then we said at the end that there was they said that Avuah de Shmuel, and they said that Avuah de Shmuel said that Yevama Shirakaka Tachlos, that if Yevama does the spitting, that she has to do chalitza, she can no longer do yibum, but she has to do chalitza, she's puzzled to the brothers, meaning that the spitting is somewhat legitimate, somewhat halachically viable. And it will serve to kind of not allow her to do yibum anymore. The question the Gemara had was, whose shita is that? If it's going to Rabbi Kiva, well, he holds that it's not ma'akev, so there's no way you can tell me that it does something halakhically. And then we said, according to Rabbi Elazar, right, so he only holds that it's crucial if you do the other elements, but he never says, doesn't necessarily say that it's halakhically legitimate in and of itself. So he said it was actually Rebbe's shita. So that's what we got up to. And now we're questioning the assumption that we had before, right? Miyama Rabbi Kiva, Rekika lo pasla. Does Rabbi Kiva really hold, right? We had said that Rabbi Kiva holds that if the Rekika, if the spitting is not crucial, right, if he does the kriya of the psukim, if she does the kriya of the psukim and takes off the guy's shoe, misses the spitting, so everything is fine. So clearly he holds that it's not halakhically viable, but maybe he does. And why did you necessarily make that jump? Right, me, Amar Rabbi Akiva, right, Rekaka lo pasla. Is it really true that Rabbi Akiva holds that the spitting does not do anything on a halachic level, that doesn't pasla the brothers? V'tanya, they went down to Braisa, chaltza v'lo rekaka v'lo kara. If you just do chalitza, you didn't do the kriya or the spitting, so the chalitza is kshera, the chalitza is good. Rekaka v'lo chaltza v'lo kara, but if you just spat, right, so then chalitza is psula, the chalitza is possible, and we'll see what that means. Well, just to spoil it for you, that means that it possels the woman to the other brothers, meaning it is somewhat halakhically legitimate, and it won't allow her to do yibum anymore, which is what we've been talking about. And kara v'lo rekaka v'lo chalta ein kan beis mechush. And if she just did the kriya, she just said over the psukim, that's nothing. Right? That's how you have to understand. Usually, when the Gemara says the word psula, it means it's possible. It's no good. It's not halal. It's nothing. But here you have the word psula contrasted against inkan beis mechush. Inkan beis mechush means there's nothing to worry about. So that's what we're saying. That phrase in this context means that there's no halachic significance whatsoever. But psula, as we'll see in a second, it means that the apostles are to the other brothers. So the Gemara says, money. Whose shita is this? Whose price is this? Elim Rabbi Lazar, if you tell me Rabbi Lazar, so chotza v'lo kaka v'lo kara, chalitza v'lo kshera, what do you mean? The price had said that if she does chalitza, but she doesn't do the spitting, and she doesn't do the readings, so that's a kasher shita, kasher chalitza, that's against Rabbi Lazar shita. From Rabbi Lazar, kacha yase, davashu maisa ma'akev, right? You have to do everything, right? That the spitting is ma'akev. So alab shita Rabbi Kiva, so rather, it must be Rabbi Kiva's shita, right, that we're talking about in this price. V'katari. And the Braisa says, "Rekaka v'lo chaltza v'lo kara chalitza z'psula." So it must be that she's puzzled. The Gemara says, "Puzzle laman." Who is she puzzled to? If you tell me she's puzzled to everyone, meaning she's still bound to the yavam, she hasn't gotten rid of her zika yet. So pshita, obviously, that's not a good chalitza. Right? That's not going to allow her to marry other people. It must be that psula means that she's puzzled to the brothers. So shmami, not clearly. We see from here that Rabbi Kiva does hold, in fact, that spitting is not necessarily ma'akev, but it is halachically legitimate. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So meaning so that could be right. That could be that that's the Braisa is Rabbi Kiva. Okay, as the Gemara just points out, Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so according to Rabbi Kiva, Maishna Rakiko, Maishna Kriya. Right, so again, with the Braisa above, it said that if she just does the spitting, so then she's possible to the other brothers. If she does just does the Kriya, she just does the Psukim before and after. So then that's nothing. Then that's not halakhically legitimate. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Right, it's both of them are an aspect of the chalitza process. So the Gemara says, Kriya de Asya ben Betchila ben Mesov lo mechlofa. Because the kriya, they're psukim that come before and after the shoe and the spitting, right? She says some psukim before and she says some psukim after. So if a person just sees a woman doing the psukim, right, so he won't necessarily get confused and think, right, that there was a proper Chalitza here, right? But rakika, but if a person just sees the spitting, the betchila lesa lubasof isa, that only comes after the chalitza. So michla falemi, you might have thought that, oh, I just missed it. She took off the shoe already. Now she's doing the spitting, and she's allowed to marry anybody else. Vashu the mishri chalitza va'achin, or she's able to marry the brothers or whatever. So that would be a problem. So we don't want tachlis. We don't want that to happen. Fine. I mean, again, as Rashi says over here, right, we're not worried she's going to marry somebody else. We're nervous that people will think that a chalitza is allowed to marry the brothers, because what's going to happen? We're going to see it's not really good chalitza, and she can still, if you're telling me that the spitting is not halachically viable, so she has to go through a whole chalitza, or she can do yibum. Right, so that's the problem over here. That's what she says over here, just skimming it. Right, that we're nervous not that she'll end up marrying somebody else. You'll think that someone who spits can marry someone else. We're nervous that if we allow a woman who spits only to then go and marry one of the brothers, right, you'll think that we'll think that a woman who does full chalitza is allowed to marry one of the brothers, and that's obviously an iser of veishasach. Right? It's not mutter. Okay, fine. Vigid amri hachi, and some people say that like this, that hachli shalchalei, that this was actually the shaila they sent to was it Abba Shmuel? Yeah, it's Abba Shmuel. Fine. That Yevama Shurkaka Tachlis. Meaning, maybe they said that Yevama, who does just the spitting, she just do chalitza. Really, the Shiloh was only about the spitting. Meaning that a woman who spits, right, she has to do chalitza, and she doesn't have to spit again. Meaning the spitting is legit, even if she did it before taking off the shoe. Because there was a woman who came in front of Rabbi Ami. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Kamei, and Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal was chilling there. And Rakaka Makamei did the chalitz, and she did the spitting first. So Rabbi Ami, chalitz lava shari latigra. So Rabbi Ami says, okay, just do the chalitz, and you're good to go. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Abba, Rabina Merok. So the Gemara, meaning he asked her, he said, what about spitting? So he said, oh, Rakaka, what do you mean? And she spat. I have a tiro gemalbakach. So Gemara says, why didn't you just do it again? Right? What's the problem with just spitting afterwards? So Gemara says, nevek minei churva. Because you might have a problem. You could have a churban, right? You'd have a problem with this, right? What would happen? If you tell me her to spit again afterwards, so Amri, people will say that Rakika Kamaisa Lesbe Mashasha, that the first spitting is nothing. People will think that the first spitting is nothing, and then, Vasir the Mishnah Chalutz of Ach, and then, you know, again, what do we say? We say the spitting is actually apostles or to the brothers. If you tell me the spitting is, if people think the spitting is nothing, then you're going to start allowing a Chalutza to go marry the brothers, and that is a problem. I vabina because sidron. I, but don't we need a certain seder, a certain order? So the Gemara says sidron lo magva. Yeah, it's not crucial. Right? Who saw with dechuy kamachile? So Rabbi Abba thought that he was just trying to give him terutzim. He wasn't actually giving him a halachic answer. So nafak darfi eshkach. He went to search out and he found the tanya. Found the brisa. The tanya that we learned the brisa ben shahiktim chalitza lerikika ben jiktim rikika lechalitza. Regardless of whether he did the spitting first or second, masha also right, whatever he did was done. Meaning the chalitza is good. Levi nafak lekriyos. Now Levi, this doesn't mean to kriya, but to do the kriya, but it means he went out to town. He went to the outskirts, the suburbs. Right? And Bo-mine gidmas. Now this is a bit of a bigger story here. That if the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes over here, that basically that Levi went out. They want to make Levi a rav in a town, out of town, and he went to these people out of town, and then they asked him the following shaila just to see if he was legit and able to be a rav. So they asked him first of all, Bo-mine, they asked from him, gidemes ma'u shetachlutz, can someone who is lame, meaning he says a gidem that has no hands, like they do chalitza, as Rashi fills in over here with his teeth, right? Can he Rashi bishina? Right? Can she, if she Rechman Islam doesn't have her hands, can she take off the guy's shoe with her teeth? That was A. Yivamashirakaka da mahu. What if she spits blood and not saliva? And what about the pasuk? The pasuk says, let's get the nekudos over here on the side. Avalagid lecha as a rashum b'chtav emes. Right, I'll tell you what is written in the emestika ksav, in the emestika svarim. Right, again, that's Pasuk in Daniel. Right, so the implication being, though, Mechal de'ika ksav she'ino enemis, implying that there's some sort of parts of Tanakh that are not true. So what's the deal with that? So they asked those three shaylas and fascinating lo haba b'yode. Right, he didn't know. He didn't know what the answer was. So also, and see, showing again, there's a tremendous mila here that you see by Levi, also shal b'midrasha. He went to the base medrash to ask. He wasn't too prideful. He didn't say, I don't know, or give some fake answer. He said, I'm a stick, I don't know. Let me go find out for you. Right, he went to the base medrash, and Amr Lai, and they said to him, Mi ksiv v'chaltza biyad? They said, it doesn't, first of all, the first question, can someone who doesn't have hands do chalitza? Yeah, of course she can. It doesn't say she has to do it with her hand, right? It just says she has to do chalitza. Mi ksiv v'yarka rok? Also, in terms of the second question, can she spit blood? So it doesn't say she has to spit saliva, so she can spit blood. Amr Lai gidlecha harashum ksav emes. In that pasuk, there's no problem. Right? If for whatever reason, there's a gzar din, whatever this means, that a kosh baruch takes a shvua, right? That strengthens it, and that cannot be repealed. But a gzar din that doesn't have a shvua, right? That can be taken back. Meaning, when you say it's emes, right? That it can never be changed. But if that's when you have a gzar din that has a shvua attached to it, but if there's some sort of shvua, if there's no shvua attached to it, then it can be changed, and that's quote unquote not emes. Kedir Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Ami, Amar Yonasan. Minayin the gzar din sheishim or shvua sheino miskara. How do you know there's a gzar din that has a shvua that's never torn up? Shneamar lachen ishpati leis eli imis chaper avon. Base Eli Bizevach of Mincha Ad Olam, right? Kosh Baruch swore that the Base Eli, right, there was issues with Chofni and Pinchas, his children, right? There's some sort of mistakes that they made, perhaps that they delayed in bringing korbanos to allow women to go back to their husbands. Okay, whatever. So something they did inappropriate about the Avodah, and Kosh Baruch cursed them, right? And he said he will never take kapara for them. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, fascinating. What does the pasuk say? In Yischaper Avon Base Eli Bizevach of Mincha, meaning Hashem will never accept korbanos as an atonement for Beis Eli. But Amar Abba, Bezevach of Mincha, and Mischaper, Abba Mischaper, who betevet Tere, that Hashem will take, right, the Kapara will be affected if that person learns from Torah. Abayi Omar, Abayi says, Bezevach of Mincha, and Mischaper, Abba Mischaper, Bezevach of Mincha, right? Not only relating Torah, but also doing Chesed. Just the Rishonim point out over here that the world is built on three things, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. So the Avoda, Kosh Baruch Hu wouldn't accept, but the Torah he would, and the Gemilas Chasadim he would as well. And so if, again, a person can cling to those and affect their kapara. Rabbi Vavai made the base Eli Kasu. Rabbi and Abai were from base Eli. Those, right? That's what they said, right? Those are the two people who just said you can either learn or you can do Chesed. Fascinating, fascinating Gemara, which I'm sure many talk about. And Rabbi the Asik Batara Chaya Arbain Shnin, and Abaye the Asik Batara Ugmilas Chasadim Chaya Shisin Shnin. That Abaye, who learned Torah, lived 40 years, as you'll see in a second, as opposed to 18, and which was the curse. And Rabbi, who learned Torah and did Ugmilas Chasadim, so he, and Abaye, he was the second one, right? Abaye, who was the one who said, did also the Gilis Chasadim. Now, he didn't get 40 years, he got 60 years. So, again, if you can just imagine, I think the Marshal says if it's 20 each, right? 20 for Avoda, 20 for Torah, 20 for Gemilas Chasadim, the three pillars of the world. So, right, so they got an extra, right, 20 or 40 years, depending on what, obviously, all of them did those mitzvahs as well, but let's say they excelled at it, etc. Okay, well, obviously, I'll talk about it, but for now. Tanur Rabbi Ulan and Rabbi Sam. Mishpacha achas haizu b'Yerushalayim shayu meisim kiven shmona esrei shana. There was one family in Yerushalayim who used to die rachman al-tzlan at 18 years. Bo ve'odu as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. They told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Amar Lahem, he said, Shema mishpachas Eli atem. Maybe you're from the family of Eli. Shnemar, as Pasuk says, v'chim arbis b'yisecha yamusu anashim. Right, okay, so and he said to them, l'chu v'isku v'teire v'tichyu. Right, go learn Torah and you'll live. So sure enough, holchu v'isku v'teire v'chayu. Right, they did that. They learned Torah and they lived past 18. V'yakor nosu mishpachas Yochanan nashmo. And they called him, right, again, Chazal, right, we have a tradition of calling people in the names of tzaddikim, so certainly if he saved them, right, something happened to them. So they called them, I don't know if that means they called all the kids Yochanan, or that was just Mishpachas Yochanan, they changed their last name, okay, whatever, but Latachlis, he helped them survive. Amar Shmuel bar Unya Amarav, Minayin l'gzar din shal tzibur she'ino nechtam. How do you know that a gzar din on the tzibur is not sealed? Gemar says, "Ino nechtam." What do you mean it's not sealed? Faksiv the pasuk says, "Ki in tichabzi v'neser v'tarvi l'chaboris nechtam ovenecha l'fanai." It says nechtam ovenecha l'fanai. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu will seal it. So ela minayin she'efilu nechtam miskara. So not that it won't be sealed, it won't be written out, but it can be torn up if it's betzibur. Shneamar the pasuk says, "Mi Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu lav." Who is like a Kosh Baruch Hu when we call out to him? Aye, but Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk also say, "Dir shu Hashem b'yimatzo"? Call out to Hashem when he is found, implying that you can't always call out to Hashem. You can always, you can only call out to him when he is found. So the kasha will be yochid abitzibur. Depends if it's a yochid or one guy davening. So then, dir shu Hashem b'yimatzo, call out to Hashem when he is found. And Chazal say that's we'll see in a second. That's Seres Mitzvah. But Tzibur, right? But again, we think about it, Seres Mitzvah, right? It's the time when Hashem is close, we can call out, we have a serious kavana. Yeah, that's Biyachid. But Tzibur, all year round, is like a Seres Mitzvah, right? Can you imagine, right? Can you imagine if you went into Shacharis tomorrow morning, or Ma'ariv tonight, or whatever it is, and you had the kavana as if it was a sixth day of Seres Mitzvah? That's true. When you go to Davin by a minyan, that's what the Gemara says. We Davin Tzibur, right? It's all year round, it's like a Seres Mechuva. Amazing. Unbelievable Gemara. Right? Yachid, Ema. So again, one can a single person daven. Right? Seres Mechuva, right? That's what we're talking about by Yachid. Shalchalil lavu d'shmul yivamashirakaga dam ta'achlots. They sent to Rabbi Shmuel's father again that if a woman spits blood, so she should do chalitza. Why? Because it must have been legit. Because it's impossible that there wouldn't have been some saliva that came out with the blood. One second. You might have thought by Zav, if the blood comes out of his mouth or from his private area, so then he's Tamei, Zovo, Tamei Vem Dam, Damayotami Pivum Pivi Ama Tamei. Right, that Ella Tower. Right, the Pazuk says that by Zav is only Tamei, right, if the actual Zav, if the actual emissions come out, not if the blood comes out. Right, again, if you're telling me that, but the problem is that by Zav, the saliva of Zav is Tamei. So if you tell me that the blood that comes out of his mouth is not Tamei, I don't understand. You just told me that blood comes out of his mouth is with saliva. So Gemara says, Lokasha, Kamim Motzezes, Kamim Shozes. It depends. If he spits or if it drips. Right, if a person spits, kind of, you know, chumps it around in his mouth and then and spits it out, some seder, that's going to have some saliva. But if it just falls out, so that it may not necessarily have blood. Okay, fine. Vayter. Cheresh shenechlatz, right? We said someone who's a deaf mute, someone who cannot hear, cannot speak, he does chalitza, right? This is actually not what we're going to talk about, but really the line we need is a katana. Right? A katana is no good. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Zudah Rebbe Meir, Av Chacham Amar Mein, a chalitza is katam klum. Again, we had said that the Mishnah said that if a katana does it, she has to do it again when she's a gadola, but that's Rebbe Meir Shita. Chachamim say that there is nothing, right? Nothing. Chalitza of katana is nothing. You can still taka do yivam. Katana shechaltza, again, we said the katana shechaltza, that was a katan, it was chalatz. Now there's a katana shechaltza. That if the katana does chalitza, then she has to do it again when she's an adult, and if she didn't, so then it's no good, it's nothing. So I'm Rabbi Damarav, again, Zud of Rabbi Meir, right? This is Rabbi Meir Shita, Tamar Ish Kosev Parsha, right? Pazuk says Ish. Right, and Makshina Ish li Ish, and we connect a woman to a man. The Chachamim say no, Ish Kshiva Parsha, Isha Ben Gadol Ben Ktana. It specifies that it has to be a gadol, a male gadol, but the woman, right, the female can be a gadol or a ktana. It doesn't say Isha. Right, we don't connect necessarily Ish. So Mar Chachamim, whose Shita is the Chachamim? Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Chiyav, Rabbi Shimon Bar, Rabbi Havu Yasvei, meaning they were hanging out. And Pezach Chab Minayu, one of them opened his mouth and said, the Amar, and he said, I'm Espal Shoyach Sheitin Enel Lamata. A person who davens has to put his eyes downward. Now, what does that mean? So, you know, if you look at the floor, it means, fascinating, check it out, right, Rashi says, in of Lamata, klape Eretz Yisrael, towards Eretz Yisrael, v'shem d'shchino hazam, because that's where the shchino is, hazam kaima, right, that's the puzzle, right, yuli inayvili bisha. So, this is, fascinatingly enough, this is the Gemara, this is the Makkah for the reason we daven towards Eretz Yisrael. Right, we think that's such a pasuk d'gadin, right? It's the Gemara in Yevamos. Here you go. Here it is. Right, you have to look down, i.e., you look towards Yisrael when you daven. Shemar, as Pazik says, "Vayu einai v'libi sham kol hayamim." Okay, your heart and your eyes have to be there all the days. V'chad Amar, and one of them says, and the other one says, "Ein av lamala." No, actually, you should daven looking skyward, looking towards Hashem, looking heavenward. Shemar, as Pazik says, "Nasa levivenu el kapayim." Okay, fine. So Adahachi, meanwhile, right, Azar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi the Gabayo, Rabbi Shmuel came over, and Amar Lehu, he said to them, "Vamayasik too, what are you guys talking about?" So Amar Lehu, "Betfilo, but I'm talking about davening." Amar Lehu, he said to them, "Oh, fabulous! Kach Amar Abba, my father Rabbi Yossi said, 'I'm a spal shor tzorach sheitain ein of lamata v'libo lamala.' Fascinating. His face should be down, meaning towards Eretz Yisrael, but his heart should be towards Shemayim. K'deshis kamush nemikaros halalu. Fabulous! Right, he says, wonderful. You can combine the two. They should be mekayim both of those." halachos. The, both of those psukim. Adahachi, meanwhile, right, also at Rebbe, the Mesivta. So meanwhile, Rebbe was coming to the base medrash. And Inu, Davu Kalile. And so those guys, right, they were kind of lighter, they were kind of faster, they were younger, springer step. So Yasu Beduth Tahu, they ran and sat in their seats. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Agav Yukre, because he was a bit, let's say, heavier, right? So Hava Mifsa Vazo, right? He was stepping, right? He came, he didn't go so fast, right? He took his time, right? He was kind of waddling over there. So Amalei Avdon. So Avdan, who is Abba Yudan elsewhere, but Avdan is one of the Talmidim there. So he said, and dismissively, right? It wasn't not appropriately, right? But he said, "Mi uzeshem mifaseh al Rosh Am Kodesh." Who is this who's stepping over, the heads of the holy nation? Right? Again, he was trying to be, he said, "Listen, it's not appropriate. Right? Get to your seats." So Amalei, he said, so apparently Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, right? Wasn't intimidated, right? He had a sense of self-esteem. They say back to him, he said, "Ani, it's me, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Shemasu l'matamim from Rabbi. I came to learn Torah from Rabbi. Right, I can't move that fast." So Malay said, "V'chiyata hagun l'lum l'torah from Rabbi. What are you? Are you? You're appropriate, right? I guess he thought he was treating the other Talmidim with disrespect. Are you able? Are you worthy of learning Torah from Rabbi?" So Malay, he said, "Well, Moshe hagun l'lum l'torah from Ben Gvura. Well, Moshe wasn't worthy to learn Torah from Hakadosh Baruch Hu." So he said, "Amar lei v'chi Moshe ata." He said, "Well, are you Moshe Rabbeinu?" "Amar lei v'chi Rabbeinu Elokimu." He said, "Well, right, is your master Hashem?" Right, but I mean, no, our master obviously Rabbi is not a Kosh Baruch Hu. Right, so with Amar Rav Yosef Shakli Rabbi lemitar afsei. And Rabbi Yosef said that Rabbi got punished because of this, because Rabbi saw this going on, and I guess he didn't say anything, right, and didn't intervene. The Kamar Lei Rabcha Velo Rabbi, meaning, because what did he say? What was the problem? He said it's your Rabbi and not my Rabbi. Meaning, even though, again, he came to learn, right, he wasn't only, as you'll see in a second, right, he wasn't just a Talmud. Meaning, he said, your master, not my master, right, meaning your Rabbi, not my Rabbi. So also Yivama came to Rabbi. So sure enough, right afterwards, Yivama came to Rabbi, and Amar Rabbi Abdan Puk Bagka. He said to Rabbi, Rabbi said to Abba Yudan, he said to Abdan, "Go check her out, meaning go see if she's a gedola." Levasu Danav, like after he left, so Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel said, "Kachamara Abba." Right, my father said, Rabbi Yossi said, "Ish kasev b'parsha, well, isha ben gedola ben ktana." He said, "What do you mean? You don't have to check her, right? A chalitza is good, ben gedola ben ktana." That's why I bring this story. So Amar Rabbi, he said to him, "Talot tzrichas." Kfar Har Zaken. He said, "Okay, Abdon, get back here." Right, Rabbi Yossi, the Zaken already paskind. Doesn't matter about the Gadol Lekatan. So sure enough, he was coming back after Rabbi sent him out of the room, or towards the end. Kamafse Abdon veOsi. So he ended up stepping over the other Talmidim. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So I gave it back. He gave it back to him. He said, "Mishi Tzarech, I'm Kadosh. If I say Al Roshay, I'm Kadosh." Said, "What are you doing?" Right, someone who's not needed is changed. Right, meaning someone who is needed by the holy nation can step over the people, but it means in Tzarech L'Olam Kadosh, Heichi Faseh Rosh Am Kadosh. He said, "How can you step over these people? Right, again, you're done." Meaning, I needed to go learn so Seder, but Abdon, right, was going to do a mitzvah, but not when he came back. He already wasn't doing Rabbi Shlichos. So why was he kind of interfering with the shir, was stepping over people? Right, wasn't in the kavodik. So Rabbi Abdon, kumba duchtach. Right, so Rabbi, sure enough, said to Abdon, stay there, stay in the back. Right, don't step over everybody's. Everybody says Tana was under Rabbeisa, or it was told over. Right, but also Shon it's Tara Avdon. Sure enough, Avdon got Saras. But Tavush Nebadav Rachman Tzlan and his two sons drowned. Umanush Te Kalosav and his two daughter-in-laws did Miyun, meaning to imply that they got rid of their weddings, meaning their marriages. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Brich Rachmana de Kasbi L'Avdan Bay Alma. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem punished Avdan in this world and not the next world. So, Rabbi Ami, Midvarav Shalbrabi, for the words of Barabi, that's Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi. Right, Noma Ktana Chalitza Beputos. We see that a Ktana can already do Chalitza when the time she reaches Peutos, which is like 6 and 7. Right, when at the time when she's able, oh no, it's later, I'm sorry. 6 and 7, butos, meaning when she's able to do sort of like being makne, metaltalin. If you look at, Yeah, if you look at Rashi over here, Ketana Cholatzes, yeah, that Mecca Memkaran, right, Memkar Metaltalin, right, that's the age they're able to do sell, buy, and sell Metaltalin. They have some sort of das or whatever, right, Kabar Shiz, Kabar Sheva, by 6 or 7, fine. So Rava, Amar Rava says, Ashes Degil, Onus Nadarim, until she gets to the point where she can start taking the Darim, which is a year before she becomes a Gedola, which is, I guess, 11. Fehelchazan Halacha is neither of those, right, Ashes She Tavi, Shtei Saros, right, until she has two hairs, right, until she's a proper gedola, meaning we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi, we pass on like Rabbi Meir, that you need to do chalitza when the woman is a gedola. Okay, we're going to stop here. I hope, with Hashem, everything is good, and we'll go right there. And then the Gishas tomorrow. I think we have discussed, finishing the 12th parak tomorrow. It's Hashem. Have a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this.